The UW-Madison's Wisconsin Energy Institute teamed up with a nonprofit to look at job growth in what's called the advanced energy sector. Think of products like energy-conserving water heaters and thermostats. The Energy Institute's Gary Radloff says there's already a manufacturing base here. He says with targeted investments and the right coordination between higher education and companies, Wisconsin could see significant job growth for makers of sensors and controls.
You know, mechanical engineers, computer-controlled machine tool operators, and system software developers, and these are jobs that pay $20 to over $50 an hour sometimes.
Radloff urges more youth apprenticeships in those fields. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.